Everyone is familiar with the idea that God created the world in 6 days. The Bible, Gen 2, 1-3, tells us so, and so does the Quran, 7:54. However, the notion of the creation of our world and everything in it within the span of 6 days has become untenable in the light of recent scientific findings. In fact, there is no way that the days could even have existed when the natural phenomena that produced them, i.e., the earth and its rotation around the sun, were still not supposedly in existence. In The Bible, the Quran and Science, Dr. Maurice Boukail writes, "The idea that successive phases of the creation could have been compressed into the space of 1 week is one that cannot be defended from a scientific point of view. Today we are perfectly aware that the formation of the universe and the earth took place in stages that lasted for very long periods, p.27, but we need not allow this apparent inconsistency with modern scientific data to shake our fundamental beliefs. The Quran indeed tells us, He directs all affairs from heaven to earth. Then all will again ascend to Him on a day, whose length is 1,000 years by the way you measure, 32, 5. Another verse states, A day with your Lord is like 1,000 years in your reckoning, 22, 47. Yet another verse equates the day to an even longer period, He is the Lord of the ascending stairways, by which the angels and the spirit will ascend to Him in one day, which will last for 50,000 years, 70:34. If we refer the original Arabic Quran, we find that the word used for day, singyam, plaim, does not necessarily refer to the interval of time that elapses between two successive sunrises or sunsets for an inhabitant of the earth. The word can also have the broader meaning of a period of time, as is evident from the above quoted verses. This means that we may interpret the creation of the heavens and the earth to have taken place in 6 periods of time, or, as Abdullah Yusuf Ali writes in his commentary on the Quran, 1934, 6 stages in the evolution of physical nature, p. 1290. This understanding aligns our fundamental beliefs with modern scientific data, reconciling faith with reason. It is crucial to possess divine scriptures that have been preserved in their original form, without interpolation, distortion, or damaging omissions due to neglect. The Quran meets such exacting historical requirements. It is crucial to possess divine scriptures that have been preserved in their original form, without interpolation, distortion, or damaging omissions due to neglect. The Quran meets such exacting historical requirements. It has been preserved intact to this very day in pure and pristine form. Therefore, we must turn to the Quran if we wish to bring scientific exactitude to our acquisition of learning. The Quranic verses that speak of the creation process in days should be understood in the context of broader periods, not literal 24-hour days. This interpretation aligns with the Quran's inherent flexibility and depth. The Quran is not a scientific textbook, but its verses are not in contradiction with scientific understanding when interpreted correctly. Modern science suggests that the universe has undergone various stages of development over billions of years. This view of creation is compatible with the Quranic concept of extended periods or epochs. By understanding the word day as a period or stage, believers can appreciate the congruence between divine revelation and scientific discovery. Interpretation plays a pivotal role in understanding sacred texts. The importance of contextual and metaphorical readings of the scripture cannot be downplayed. This approach not only preserves the sanctity and relevance of the Quran, but also allows it to speak meaningfully to contemporary audiences. The believer's journey is one of continuous learning and reflection, harmonizing spiritual truths with empirical knowledge. The Quran, with its profound and layered meanings, offers guidance that transcends time and space. It calls upon us to seek knowledge, reflect deeply, and find harmony between our faith and the world around us. The goal of Islam is to help people realize the existence of God and to strive to bring about a change in their minds on positive lines.